Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Deborah?
Yes.
Hi, Deborah. This is Jessica from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. And Deborah, what is the year of your birth?
I was born in 63.
1963, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
11. And I did a COA college.
College, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not. I'm black.
Black, okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, ma'am, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. Now, how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Dissatisfied.
Is that very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
No, I say dissatisfied.
Oh, sorry about that. Is that somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0 meaning you are not at all likely to vote.
I'm likely to vote.
On a scale of 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I didn't quite hear you this first. So say that again. Repeat.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
8. Extremely motivated.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
8.
And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. First, crime and violence. Second, criminal justice reform or police violence. We have abortion, jobs and the economy, Israel-Palestine conflict, climate change, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination, teaching history in schools, healthcare, voting rights and democracy, student loan forgiveness or immigration?
Cost of living and health care.
Cost of living and health care?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate though. Now first, we have Joe Biden. Yes. On a scale of 0 to 10, how favorable are you with Joe Biden?
About an 8.
Okay. Next, Tim Walz, on a scale of 0 to 10.
Oh, Lord, I got back into the TV. I'm sorry. Say that again.
That's okay. Tim Walz, on a scale of 0 to 10.
I give him about an 8.
An 8. Next, black members of Congress, on a scale of 0 to 10.
Right now, I don't know. But I'm swinging to give them about a 7 or 8.
A 7 or an 8? Which would you go for?
Let's try 8.
An 8. Thank you. Next, Hakeem Jeffries, on a scale of 0 to 10.
Zero to 10, who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, yeah, I know Hakeem. I give him about 6.
Okay. Next, Donald Trump, on a scale of 0 to 10. Donald Trump, on a scale of 0 to 10. Okay. Next, Kamala Harris, on a scale of 0 to 10.
A 9.
Next is Republicans in Congress, on a scale of 0 to 10. Republicans in Congress? 10. Okay. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump,
no,
Kamala Harris?
I'm still in the business trying to figure this stuff out. Working it out.
That's okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican, Democratic, or undecided still?
We're leaning towards Democrats.
Democratic. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to black Americans?
Only a few.
Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be a Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or does it make no difference either way?
Don't make no difference either way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Donald Trump.
Is that much better under Donald Trump or somewhat better under Donald Trump?
Much better.
Thank you. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress, And zero means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And a five is somewhere in the middle. Now, you may use any number between 0 and 10, okay? First, in 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by if he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump continued saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. On a scale of 0 to 10. Deborah, on a scale of 0 to 10.
Hey, let me get this straight. Hold on 1 minute.
Go on.
He got played on this minute. Hold on. Hold on. Yes, ma'am.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, great. So, again, on a scale of 0 to 10. Okay, let me repeat. For each one, I am going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans in Congress. A 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And a 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Okay? First, in 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by if he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. On a scale of 0 to 10. How concerned that does raise you?
5, 6.
I 6. Next. Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generation wealth in black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more black Americans in wealth creation. On a scale of 0 to 10.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Priya. I'm Liz. A 3. Okay. Next, education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. On a scale of 0 to 10.
A 5.
Now, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies. With black women facing disproportionate impact, more than half of black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of black women at risk. On a scale of 0 to 10.
Seven,
thank you. Now, next, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would gut health care and coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such as Social Security. On a scale of 0 to 10.
On a scale of 0 to 10. A 4.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Deborah, thinking of... Go on.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, thinking of these messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? And you can select up to 2 options. First, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedom that so many sacrificed for before us. Second, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth, to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. Third, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. Fourth, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. And five, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. But again, you can select up to 2 options.
3.
The third one, and 3 and 5. Thank you. And we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote. A 5, meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote. And a 0, meaning you are not at all likely to vote.
10.
A 10. Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Sorry?
Did you say moderate or secondary?
Moderate.
Yeah,
we have very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
Let's go with pretty progressive.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
40.
Are you the parent or...
I'm the parent.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
I'm the parent.
Is that yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Change that. Put independent.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Now, do you lean more towards the Republican Party or Democratic Party or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
Disabled.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to vote.
Was that Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I didn't vote, period. Neither one of them or nobody else.
Okay. For whom did you vote again in the 2020 general election for president?
Joe Biden.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Well, about $30,000.
$30,000. Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a week? A few times a year? Seldom or never?
Once a week.
Once a week. Thank you. Now, this already concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Deborah. I appreciate your time. I hope you have a wonderful day ahead. Okay?
Do. All right. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye now.